Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support. And now it's time to relax with our coffee break.
I'd like to welcome Callum Stoneman, who is a young comedian. So, hi Callum, yeah. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. You?
Very good. So, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself before we go on to your comedy side of things?
Well, I'm 15. I was born blind. I've been doing comedy for about just over a year now.
So what brought you to comedy, Callum? Is it something that you've always enjoyed growing up or
something
that came to you later?
Well, it was from, I mean, I've been into comedy a lot, like watching comedy or listening to comedy, if you want to be politically correct. Because at the time, I don't think, you know, like when I was watching kids TV about 10, 11 years ago, there weren't really much kind of audio description about, or not that we knew of. So I got bored really easy, especially cartoons. And I don't know how, but I think because my granddad was a massive Peter Kay fan, I ended up watching that. And, because it was quite clean humour as well. And I didn't really understand the jokes, but I could do it exact same kind of style and voices and things like that. So I was always the entertainment at parties. I was reciting them sort of jokes. And then it just came about from my brother, really. He got chatting to this comedy. He'd done some work because he's a graphic designer. And he'd done some work for this guy who's a comedy performer. And he organises a lot of comedy nights in my local area. And they just got kind of talking and just got me on. Just got me onto a gig.
Wow.
So yeah.
So what sort of things have you done so far?
Well, I've only done 4 gigs. The first two were just kind of to get me into it, really. You know, there weren't anything special. I was just kind of thrown in. It was like a regular comedy night with professional acts, which were terrifying. I was just kind of thrown in. And, you can imagine. I mean, I was 14 at the time. So you can imagine all these people come up expecting professional comedians and they were getting like 5 professional comedians and there's some little kid. I was terrified, I was honestly. But and then the last two I've done were in a comedy, were for a comedy club called Comedy Hat. And they do a Comedian of the Year final, which I actually got through to as well. And I came out in the top 5.
That's really good, well done.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, to be honest.
So who's your inspiration? Who do you sort of, you know, who do you like, and besides obviously the Peter Kay, and sort of listen to and get ideas from?
Quite similar people to him. Like, I like Peter Kay, as I mentioned. I think Jason Manford's brilliant. Who else? Lee Evans, he's really good. People like that, you know, people who kind of do more observational jokes.
So do you use your sight problem in your jokes, Callum?
I use it as more of an icebreaker than an actual joke, because I don't think you can do, like, you know, you can't do a full show of blind jokes. But I remember once I came on my first ever gig, I like to open up with one. Because I think if I walk, I mean, I like to walk on, and my mum usually guides me. And I've got my cane in my other hand as well. And that's just kind of so that people know, you know what I mean? Mm. But I think when you do that, they don't really know what to expect. So on my first ever gig, I got them. It wasn't my mum guiding me on my first one, it was the host. And I got him to face me the wrong way, just for a couple of seconds. And that got a brilliant laugh. You know, I mean, some people weren't sure. Some people didn't know whether to laugh. And then there was another one where I just kind of drop a one-liner in. Like, I remember one of my gigs, I said, a lot of comedians, they do a lot of actions in their jokes, wandering up and down the stage. I'm not going to bother with that, because last time I did that, I ended up in the kitchen. You know, just something like that. And yeah, it just lets them know that you're not bothered about it. You know, you're not afraid to joke about it.
Yeah, it's a barrier broken, isn't it? It's
Straight away, yeah.
Yeah. I think one of yours, you're actually halfway through, and you say, I am facing the right way, aren't I? You know?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
I left it a good few minutes, and then I went, am I facing the right way here? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
you do sound really, we both listened to what you posted on the VI Talk Facebook group, and you sound so relaxed, you sound so comfortable with it. It sounds like you've been doing it for a lot longer than a year.
I don't feel relaxed.
Do you not?
Believe
You
me,
cover it very
I'm
well.
terrified. It's really terrifying. There's a video on there's still a video on YouTube of my first ever gig. I'm not playing it because I hate watching it back, but I really don't sound relaxed on that. I'm just really, I just didn't know what to expect. I'm all over the place. I won't up for long, but it's good. It's good to watch back. Well, I don't think it is. Everyone else
No.
does.
So, what are
But
your
no,
ambitions? You're obviously still at school, but is
yeah.
it your ambition to do comedy for a living?
I'm not sure really. I mean, it's something that I love doing. But whether I'd do it professionally or not, I don't know. You know, it's one of them things.
Yeah, still early days.
Yeah.
So, what would you say is maybe a bit of advice to someone who's thinking of taking the stage? Either in comedy or in a different role, but similar, what would you, any tips or advice you'd give them?
To anyone in general, or to someone
Yeah,
who's blind.
someone who's blind, who's in your shoes.
Just don't let it hold you back, really. If it's what you want to do, then just do it. It's not something that should put you off or make you feel less confident, because that's just part of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just try not to let it bother you. You're going to be nervous. You're bound to be nervous doing something like that. But that's just part of it. Because the feeling after you've done it, or for me anyway, the feeling after you've done it is amazing. When you're on stage or even before they say your name, before you're going on, there's so much nerves and there's so much adrenaline. But the feeling afterwards is just amazing. You know what, that you've actually done it and got through
Yeah, you've not been booed off yet, which is good, so that's always.
it. No.
And if you're actually on stage as a blind person, if someone's going to throw something at you, do you ask them to tell you in advance? Because it's a bit unfair, isn't
I don't know. I've never known that happen, to be honest. Just shout out, give you a bit of a warning.
Yeah.
Edge. Boom.
Yeah. We're actually going to play one of the routines you did. Do you want to sort of announce that, which one it is?
This is when I mentioned earlier the Comedian of the Year final. This is me performing at the final of that.
Right, and have you got anything booked for the future as well? Anything in the pipeline?
No, not yet. I'm trying to get at the minute I'm trying to get some more gigs, but I think it's difficult to find places at the minute with my age, especially.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to get some more gigs. I mean, I'll be posting on my Twitter and stuff when I've got gigs, and no doubt I'll keep videos of them. So
So
currently there's nothing coming up, but I'm hoping to get something soon.
with this interview, we're going to give all details of where you can find Callum and where you can watch him on YouTube and hear his comedy. So yeah, it's been really good to talk to you, Callum. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
It's been an absolute pleasure. I really appreciate it. And good luck in the future.
Thank you.
I've got to start off with a bit of unfortunate news. My friend Jack's just been sacked from his job as a pilot. Yeah. Every time he walked into the cockpit, the co-pilot said, "Hi, Jack." Everyone started screaming. Bit of a late one to this, I suppose, but Valentine's Day recently. Mine didn't go too well. Yeah, thanks. Wasn't great. I went on a date with a gym instructor. Didn't work out. It got better when I met a girl on the bus on the way home. That was quite good. Well, I got off with her. But anyway, I'm still single. But the Brits recently. Did anyone watch that?
Yeah.
Hardly anyone. It was basically Ed Sheeran and Sam Smith. That's what it basically was. Loads of brilliant awards, though. Seriously, loads of brilliant awards. Loads of well-deserved winners. Not sure there's much chance of Kanye West new song getting played on the radio, is it? I thought someone was sat on the remote during his performance. I don't know what was going on. Madonna went down very well. Talking about Madonna, she's nearly McGonagall. I watch too much crap TV, me. Take me out. I can't stop watching Take Me Out. Paddy McGuinness, you've got to love him. Let the comedy see the hat. I think what you do on Take Me Out, maybe just once. Because, I mean, if you've not watched it, basically a lad comes on, tells them a bit about themselves, and there's 30 girls sat around. And if they like what they see, they'll keep the light switched on. If they don't, switch it off. And usually they've got to pick, they've got to leave it to just two girls who they might pick. And then they tell them something about the girls, usually something quite embarrassing or something funny or whatever. I think what they should do just once is just go, before you make your mind up, mate, there's something you should know. One of these girls used to be a man. Which one are you going to choose? Is it going to be Katie, who used to be Kevin? Or Tracy, who used to be Trevor? Even if that's just to see the reaction. Some of the girls on there are obviously just on for an holiday, aren't they? Just keep your light on for it. Oh, it's just like, you know, just, I don't know, Paddy, it's just like, it's just like, I don't know, just like, you know, quite fancy trip to Fernando, you know. I'm going to say this is my fourth gig, fourth stand-up gig. I'll tell you, the nerves don't get any easier. I'll tell you that much. Did my first gig about a year ago, and I'm going to kind of leave you with this bit of advice, because I mean, I'm sure there's others here who are still quite new to it. About a year ago, I said to my dad, I said, you know, I want to do this, I want to be a comedian, I want to do this job. He said, well, that's very good. You know what I mean? He said, what you got to do, you got to practice on a night in the bath or something. That's when you're relaxed, practice on a night in the bath. And that's what I did. And I'm up here now, so yeah. But it doesn't always work, because, I mean, the problem is, I mean, yeah, it worked for me, but he loves that advice. He gives that advice about every job he's doing. And my brother, he wanted to be an electrician.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.